Today I'm talking to Jade Mercado, who's the community and events fundraiser at Durham's St. Cuthbert's Hospice. Hi, Jade.
Hello there.
Hello, thanks for agreeing to speak with me.
No, thank you for giving us this opportunity.
You're part of this year's NGS Open Gardens for Charity.
Yes, that's right.
How many years have you been part of this scheme?
So basically, our Open Gardens has been running for a number of years. The figures that we currently have at the moment go back to 2008.
Oh,
If you
wow.
look at those figures, we've actually raised over 23,000 since 2008,
All
which is
right.
absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yes, definitely. So it's quite an important event for you, isn't it?
It is, yes, and it's just a lovely event for people to get involved with. So basically, we're looking for people who would be willing to open their garden either to members of the local community. I do know that people don't necessarily feel comfortable with that. So we do also promote the fact that people could maybe just open for family and friends if that was something they felt more comfortable with.
Right, so it
So,
doesn't
for
have to be totally
example,
public, but just enough to fundraise some money for the hospice.
that's exactly right. So the event can be as big or as small as the person would like. They could add on various different fundraising activities such as raffles, tombolas, book sales, plant sales, or they could simply just keep it admission by donation, allow people to come in and browse the gardens and keep it that small, really.
So you put on your website it's a summer event, so does it start at a specific date or?
It doesn't know. The best thing about this campaign is that we leave it up to the individual when they would like to open their garden and take part in the campaign. So we tend to begin promoting around about April, May time, and that just gives people the opportunity to actually get their garden prepared as well. So the majority of openings tend to take place around about your June, July. We do currently have one garden signed up at this moment in time, and that will take place on the 5th of July in Durham. More information can be found at our website, which is www.stcuthbertshospice.com.
I see that you can help fundraiser to promote the opening of their gardens also. So basically, you work hand in hand with them.
Yes, yeah, so we're always on hand with any of our community events to make sure that the supporter is getting all of the help that they need to make sure that their event is as successful as possible. So in terms of open gardens, what we can do, we can make posters, we can make flyers, we can provide them with various different literature on the hospice, materials for actually collecting donations as well, and simply promote that opening for them. It's just really about making it as easy for that person as possible so
Well, this
that
is
they
it.
can enjoy it as well.
So you talked about quite a lot of money that you managed to raise for this scheme. How much did you raise last year?
So last year we raised just over £2,000 with Open Gardens. The event is hopefully going to be bigger than that this year. So with this opportunity to actually speak on the radio there today, it would be brilliant if more people could get involved and actually open their garden for us and allow us to improve on last year's performance.
Yeah, because you're very much reliant on that kind of event to raise funds and ensuring the care of your patients, aren't you?
We do indeed. So it actually costs the hospice over 2.3 million to continue providing our services, which are free of charge to the local community. We do get a small amount of funding from the Durham Clinical Commissioning Groups, but we do still need to fundraise an extra 1.3 million each year. So openings such as these really do make a huge difference and allow us to continue providing our special kind of care to the people in County Durham.
So can I just ask you finally, just to tell our listeners where to go to get more info on the open garden and maybe, register their own garden.
Of course. So if somebody would like to open their garden on our behalf or would like to find out more information about Open Gardens, please visit www.stcuthbertshospice.com, or alternatively, you can view our Facebook page as well.